Hello and welcome. This is Spiritual Care, the Concepts of Restoration and Recovery, a blog on the NASCA Together We Can Heal blog site. You may listen and watch the video by clicking here. Written by Pastor Deborah, Agape Love, Love is Here. Blog number 2, May 2019. Hello again, everyone. This is Pastor Deborah, and this blog is to bring some deep concepts into a closer view as you are seeking restoration and recovery. These words, restoration and recovery, are key to your spiritual understanding and then to your spiritual healing. To begin with, when one is just beginning to learn and understand something, one always has to have the right concepts of the meaning of words, so a spiritual heart and the mind of the soul can get the correct understanding by knowing the original meaning of the concepts of the words. If one's concepts are wrong about a thing, then one's conclusions will be wrong, incorrect, not valid, and will not have any success in one's life. If one's concepts are defective, inaccurate, then your interpretations will then be defective. That means that one's heart and mind will not have pure, undefiled, and the original meanings of the words. In restoration and recovery from childhood abuse of any kind, one's concepts are vital, and one needs to look at one's own concepts that one believes in to see if one is believing from the true meaning of the words or not. So one must know what the word concept means so that one can begin to spiritually understand. A concept is made up of two words, con, C-O-N, and sept, C-E-P-T. Each part of this word is important to know and how it applies to the true meaning of a word. The word con, C-O-N, means to bring together into one. Sept, C-E-P-T, means think, idea, thought. So a concept means when one pulls their thinking together in a whole way. When one's thinking is whole, integral, unified. When one's ideas, thoughts are correct, then one's understanding will be correct. When one's ideas or concepts are wrong, then even one's conclusions will be wrong. One must be able to get to the original concept of a word to know its true and pure meaning before one can have an understanding in truth, pure light, and not be understanding from a dark foundation of ignorance. Concepts can change through time and by one's culture. Words can also change the original meanings of an idea. So when one has a wrong concept, one will have a misunderstanding of what the original meaning was or means now. To begin helping you, the dear reader or listener, to have a clearer understanding of the words of restoration and recovery, ask yourself, what are your concepts, ideas, thoughts about restoration and recovery you have? Where did you get the concept, the idea of restoration and recovery from? From what source did you get the concept, idea of recovery and restoration from? Do you, dear one, believe you have a true concept of what recovery and restoration is and what it looks like for yourself or for others? Ask yourself, what concepts do you have about these words and how they are a part of your life? What do these words and their original concepts mean to your three-part system of spirit, soul, and physical body? Are religion or spirituality any part of these concepts you have about restoration and recovery? Is religion and spirituality the same thing? What part of your three-part system is religion and spirituality a part of? Where does a higher power, a God, fit into the concepts of restoration and recovery? Does a higher power have anything to offer to you in the areas of restoration and recovery? If so, what? If yes, how does it work? What are your concepts, ideas, thoughts, beliefs about spirituality or religion and a higher power and their role and place in your restoration and recovery? Now ask yourself, have your concepts, ideas, thoughts, beliefs about the role of spirituality, religion, changed over the many years since being a child? What concepts did you have many years ago compared to now? These questions are important to ask yourself as you are beginning to bring your concepts, ideas, thoughts, and beliefs into clearer understanding so your conclusions can be corrected if necessary. This blog is to help you to pull back the veil that may be covering one's concepts of restoration and recovery. Beginning at the beginning of a concept is very important, and to get the original idea, thought, meaning of the words restoration and recovery is very important to adult survivors of child abuse of any kind. Ask yourself, where does one go to get the original concept of restoration and recovery? Do I go to a who or a what? Are there many different concepts of restoration and recovery? Which one do I believe in? Are they all correct? Questions are the way to clearer understanding and thus being able to make corrections in one's own thoughts and ideas if necessary. I want to leave you with these questions to ponder about these very important words of restoration, recovery, spirituality, religion, and the role, if any, of a higher power, a God, in one's life now as an adult from childhood abuse. This blog is to begin helping you to ponder, think about, to do research on just the words presented in this blog. Before I leave you, I want to leave you with some words of encouragement for your spirit and soul. Reach! Reach! Don't you let go. When you feel like you are hanging on by just your fingertips, hanging over a fiery pit with hot flames, in a cave of death, fumes of thick smoke that are suffocating you, and only darkness for light. Voices telling you to just let go. Your hands are getting tired, too tired to hang on anymore. Hands slipping, letting go. Then a hand of hope reaches over the cliff and a voice says to you, reach, reach, don't you let go. So you reach. Why? A voice came with strength, with hope in it, with agape love, just barely able to reach the fingers. And when all strength was gone out of your fingers, the hand grabbed your arm. Your heart knew it was saved. Hope had come, and it had strong hands. The voice said, I got you. Then what seemed to be impossible happened. The arm slowly pulled you up, back to a safe place, a place away from the fiery pit, exhausted, no strength left, bruised and beaten. And the voice at the end of the hand said, it is over. You are safe. It is finished. Hope has come. Life has arrived. You are not alone. Rest now. Let the clouds of the darkness lift, for the storm is now passing. Life is returning. Beauty can be seen again. Hope is arising. Outside of this cave of death, the rays of life are shining. I will help you out of the cave and into the rays of life. Lean on me, for I will carry you. Breathe, little one, for the air of life is here. Take a deep breath and just breathe. Let your heart smile again. Let it hope again. Let it feel alive. again. Let your heart feel the joy of life again. Let your mind rest and see the sun shining on it again. Look, here come the eagles. Love always and forever. Pastor Deborah.